Today we pray for the award ceremonies under our prayer focus of arts, entertainment, and sports. The Grammys award those in the music industry, both secular and Christian, and was held February 1st, 26th this year in Los Angeles. The voters for this ceremony include music creators, artist producers, songwriters, and engineers, not the audience that listens to them. The Academy Awards honors the movie industry. It will be held April 14th in Los Angeles. You're going to see a pattern. The voters for that particular award include the people that work within it, the actors, directors, producers, and writers, not those who watch the films. The Emmys award the TV field. It will be held September 14th in Los Angeles. All three award ceremonies are in Los Angeles. The voters for the Emmys include those that are in them, performers, directors, and writers, not those who watch their shows. So what do the awards reveal? What the country accepts as godly or not? Do they do it based on how many people watch the show? Not necessarily. And does it reveal the need to have more entertainment that would honor God in his sight? Well, what we choose to entertain us can affect our soul for good or bad. And let's face it, in a 24-hour period, how are we touched between TV, movies, and music? And Paul admonishes us in Ephesians 5 to carefully determine what pleases the Lord. And we pray this, Father, that people will carefully determine what pleases you, that they would take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. Jack Hayford, who's since gone on to be with the Lord, a Christian minister that's over five decades, if not more, taught that media could act as a conduit and warned that occult practices, perversions, and violence in media can manifest as stresses testing marriages, minds, and relationships. And they could act like leeches. After you watch something that's not good, it sticks to your brain, sieging our souls until we pray, submit to God, resist the input from the devil, and it will eventually flee. So, Father, we pray for the people involved in these industries to repent. We pray, God, for the salvation of their souls. We pray, Father, that you would give them an undivided heart for you. Fill them with a new spirit that only can be gained from knowing you fully and trusting you with their lives. Place a new heart of flesh in them and remove all signs of their current heart of stone. As they are transformed the old and spirit to the new, undivided heart and spirit, please show them the joy that comes from following your decrees. We pray, God, for people to be careful what they listen to and what they watch, to be more discerning of the effects that this will have on them long term. It's not like you can erase something you've seen or participated in. So, Father, we pray that they would present their bodies as a living sacrifice. May they not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of their mind, testing and discerning what is your will, what is good and acceptable. We pray, God, that people will use these industries to reach people with the gospel and that it would help people come to know Christ. And we thank you, Father, that any unholy performance that Christians will stay away from watching them, whichever one it is, we pray for a reformation among them. And we thank you, Father God, that you can do all things and above and beyond, because greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world.